This is a special 2007 Solar Decathlon edition of Energy Buzz, the podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this podcast about the 2007 Solar Decathlon. My name is Henry Gentinar, and it is my honor to give you an audio tour of each house in the Solar Village. The Illinois Element House features an attractive, efficient, flexible building in which light, comfort, and utility are primary aspects of the design. The building design can be configured as a residence, as demonstrated for the Solar Decathlon, or a number of other structures, including field offices, relief structures, and summer homes. The building block modules can be added as desired to create interesting configurations of different sizes. What's different? A scalable manufacturing plant was developed in which each of the three building modules, living room and office module, kitchen and dining room module, and bedroom and bathroom module, were sequentially constructed and rolled along a rail to a truck trailer for transport. The building modules are self-contained, with individual solar energy collection systems and comfort conditioning systems. A building of any size can be automatically conditioned and powered. The Z-shaped organization of the house's three modules is used to demonstrate the flexible, interesting range of designs one can implement. More modules can similarly be plugged together to form a large building with courtyards and larger room spaces. Human power is all that is required to remove the house modules from the truck and connect them, allowing Element House structures to be used for emergency and remote site applications. A foamed exterior roof with retractable solar panel array provides a highly efficient, low-cost integration of PV into the building. The design provides excellent PV panel cooling, which is beneficial to PV efficiency, while the array design provides shading of the house roof, lowering building cooling loads. When it comes to architecture and interior comfort, the Illinois philosophy recognizes that the inhabitants and their internal activities are the primary aspect of an energy-efficient, comfortable, and practical building design. The house is designed to bring the outside inside. Detailed light simulation studies, combined with judicious selection of windows and doors, maximize the views from the house that extend the interior to its exterior decking. The furniture, designed and constructed by students, demonstrates the attractiveness of renewable bamboo-based materials. Flooring is also made from bamboo. There is a novel integration of room lighting and radiant heating cooling panels in the ceiling. With regard to heating and cooling, unique modular heat pumps were developed for conditioning the building modules. Each module has its own heat pump, contained in a small enclosure mounted behind the parapet of the module. Latent moisture comfort conditioning has been separated from the sensible temperature conditioning of the building. Separate conditioning leads to greater comfort, as well as reduced power requirements. An energy recovery ventilator provides fresh air, as required, to the building space with cross-flow exchange of energy for efficient ventilation. Ambient-powered thermostat and humidistat can be placed anywhere within the house to provide comfort to occupants wherever they are located with the conditions they prefer. The heat pump water heater provides cooling to the building interior while heating the building water. This double duty significantly increases the building's efficiency. For lighting, comfortable daylighting throughout the year and for a broad range of sky conditions has been achieved through detailed modeling and simulation. Space lighting is efficiently provided by fluorescent lights, while task-based lighting uses similarly efficient LED lights. The LED light was invented by University of Illinois graduate and current professor Nick Holonyak. For power, the University of Illinois solar team has created an array which comprises BP solar PV panels rated at 7 kilowatts. It can maximize the solar energy by adjustments to the tilt of the collectors based on location and season. The home is fully electric. The energy produced is used efficiently with a novel heat pump water heater that provides air conditioning to the house while heating the domestic water. The heat pump, developed by University of Illinois students, uses carbon dioxide, a green refrigerant. The total project cost is estimated to be $550,000, including house transport, student travel, and curriculum support costs. The PV system cost is highly dependent on local and state incentives. The 7-kilowatt system on the Element House costs $60,000 without incentives. After the Solar Decathlon, the house will be transported to the Chicago Center for Green Technology. The house will be available for tours during the Green Build International Conference and Expo held in Chicago November 7th to 9th. For more information about the University of Illinois Solar House, go to www.solardecathlon.uiuc.edu. For more information on the Solar Decathlon, go to solardecathlon.org or myspace.com/solardecathlon07. Thank you for listening.
This has been a special edition of Energy Buzz. To learn more about the Solar Decathlon, go to www.solardecathlon.org. For more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.doe.gov. Thank you for listening.